rest of the story. Billy could feel the ocean reaching up for him. As the watery fingers were searching for intruders to pull down into the soundless depths, in minutes he would be drowned, and perhaps never found. He'd only half listened to the warnings of those who lived nearby. Something about unfamiliar waters and a bad time to go swimming. But folks always said that, didn't they? Billy had never even heard of a riptide, the collision of opposing tides and its turbulent result. The strongest swimmer would be foolish to defy such conditions. Even more so, a college student on a casual weekend at the beach. But there was Billy, in the grip of the riptide, too far from shore to be heard. The chaotic currents battering his body against the jutting rocks and eternity looming before him. But this is the rest of the story. One of the other college students Billy had met on this holiday was a young man from Harvard, still on the beach, distracted in a conversation with a friend, but for some reason the other fellow suddenly wondered, where is Billy? And then he turned, and he squinted out into the springtime glare, and he saw the struggling figure out there in the water. In an instant, the Harvard boy was dashing for a small boat. That was a risk in itself. A rowboat in a riptide could be headed for a long ride, even disaster, but there was no time to think about that or anything except the young man gasping in the churning, treacherous water. The Harvard student maneuvered the little craft skillfully. He could see Billy clearly now, by then helpless and bleeding. Closer, closer still. Hang on, shouted the Harvard boy. And then just in time, the hand reached down from the little boat, and Billy, flailing, reached up to grasp that hand and did take hold and lunged to safety. 25 years later, those two young men, long separated, were reunited. It was at a conference in Seattle. Their children played together. Their wives got acquainted. The two men talked old times, and one in particular, the Hyannis Port holiday, long past, very nearly Billy's last. "You never told that story," said the Harvard man's wife, and indeed he had not. He had forgotten it, somehow. He recalled the colonial cottage, 2 blocks from the beach. He recalled the breeze and the sun and the companionship, those 2 lazy springtime days, and yet, until being reminded, he had not remembered the riptide and the rescue 25 years ago. And consequently, the irony had eluded him. The irony. The fact of a Goldwater Republican Harvard student named Fife Symington, who later became and now is the governor of Arizona, risking his own life to save the life of a Democrat. A young Democrat who one day would lead his party to nationwide victory. Oh, yes, you know the fellow Fife Symington snatched from the brink of oblivion. Bill Clinton. Only now you know the rest of the story.